HarperCollins presents The Dark Feather by Anna Stevens, read by Joseph Balderrama. For the poodle, you're not quite as brave as Ossa, buddy, but we do love you.
Malel, we cry to you, oh Malel, in the darkness and in our doubt, in the sun and in our shame, at high sun and in hope. Oh, Malel, oh, patient, still and silent snake sister, and you, oh, great and sudden jaguar brother, please, your children cry.
Dayan, The Source, Singing City, Pechakan, Empire of Songs. 35th day of the great star at morning. Dayan woke in the dark, groggy with dreams. Dreams of home and of Leela, the song winding through both and glorifying them. His song. It flowed and bloomed gently in the night, sharpening only slightly with his waking. A song of power, of strength and majesty, calling for unity. Even in his sleep, Dayan's song yearned for peace. And still that peace was resisted, threatened, denied.
Don't let this be you.
Leela had begged him on the day he'd proposed a peace weaving to end the uprising. As if what Dayan was now, shadow of the singer, singer in all but name, the gold of magic seething beneath his skin, was wrong. As if this ability to unify all peoples in peace could ever be wrong. Dayan rolled onto his back and brushed long strands of hair from his face, stretching in the cool of the night beneath the brightly patterned blankets that shrouded him and the singer. Leela had never looked so beautiful as he had that day in the plaza, radiant in his defiance, his broken rage, with the sun in his hair and brightening the paint on his brow and cheeks, his arms and hands. How much more beautiful would he be when he accepted Tayan's song into his heart? Yet he'd chosen violence and delusion. He'd looked at the gifts Dayan could give him, of song and peace and security, and he'd thrown them back in his face, as if he'd been offered bitter poison instead of sweet honey, as if all Tayan's glory and majesty and power were to be pitied, not worshipped, as if he was to be pitied instead of worshipped. Leela had stood in Feather Ekon's restraining arms, the fake feather who'd become his lover, and chosen to judge Dayan, shadow of the singer. Judge him. The hypocrisy was breathtaking, even now more than a month later, and despite everything Dayan had to worry about, it still crept up on him, at little random moments. Who was Leela to accuse him of betrayal when he'd been enthusiastically fucking a man he believed to be Pechakwe? How dare he suddenly develop a conscience as to which elements of Pechakwe society he allowed into his life, his body?
Don't let this be you.
As if what Dayan was now wasn't strength and purpose and destiny. Wasn't the only path to peace for all of them. The shadow's hand rose to his clavicles, bare of the marriage cord that had lain against them for almost a decade. He'd never thought of its weight as anything but symbolic until it hadn't been there anymore, and he'd found himself, over and over in the last weeks, scratching around the neckline of his tunic, searching for it. Nor had he expected how much it would hurt.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?